Welcome to Pat Perspectives, the podcast where we ask our guests just five simple questions to get their perspective on the critical topic or trend shaping the world of real assets. I'm your host, Ed Whittaker. In this very first episode, we hear the perspectives of Conrad Finkenseller, Head of Global Client Solutions at Patrizia, on the factors influencing global capital markets. With fundraising in real estate hitting a decade low in 2023, the question on everyone's mind is when will investors come back to the market? I sat down with Conrad ahead of the opening day of the MIPIM Real Estate Conference in the south of France to get his views on what institutional investors are thinking, feeling, and doing in this new economic environment. So Conrad, we're recording before MIPIM, which brings together many of the world's biggest investors in real estate. What is investor sentiment like as we approach the end of Q1 this year?
I guess it's fair to say that people are still very careful, particularly when it comes to investments in offices, particularly careful when it comes to core. I guess a lot of people think that core is not outpriced yet from a technical perspective. Other investors, on the other hand, really look for a re-entry point, particularly those investors who have deeper pockets, really kind of try to re-enter the market. And what you will definitely see is over the next couple of months, the money who is and will be allocated to real estate is allocated towards higher octane, higher returning strategies. So very little availability of capital for core, higher availability on a relative term for value add and opportunistic. I guess a lot of the investors are on target when it comes to their real estate allocations. So in general, a lot of the money which is in the market or comes to the market is recycled capital, right? So there is not a lot of kind of fresh allocations towards real estate coming up for this year.
And can you highlight one or two of the major trends we're seeing emerge across global capital markets at the moment?
The trends are very much focused on logistics and residential. So office is very much on the sideline. I guess we see a very dominant position from those assets who basically interfere with infrastructure, right? Like data centers, etc., driven by very obvious dynamics. So I guess that's fairly it, and it's pretty focused. And I guess that is a phenomenon which was outlaid pretty heavily in the press over the last couple of months. Offices are seen as problematic at the moment. So there's still a bigger question mark about how people then ultimately return to the offices and what kind of qualities are looked after. I mean, there is some flight to quality. I guess that's pretty sheer on the office space, but investors at the moment see some massive and inherent risk associated to offices as a general pattern. I mean, there's always exemptions. There's always situations where you are in a different position. But I mean, ultimately, that is, I guess, pretty much the global observation. So again, real estate is very much on residential, very much on logistics, and very much around those themes when it comes to set up operating companies, etc. The residential topic is more or less a global observation, also when it comes to particularly to established economies. So there is a housing shortage in a lot of the established markets. So that's also true for the APAC region. So Japan is a very good example. Yeah? Australia is a very good example where residential is a big topic at the moment, and build to rent, so investments into housing development is a big thematic approach. Same is true for Europe. There's a lot of very obvious gaps. You know, there is the trends which lead to the situation in the residential sector still hold and even sharpening. So, I mean, again, very clear pattern. Residential is definitely one of the key focus areas for institutional investors over the next couple of years.
And last year, our client survey indicated a shift in preference among investors to value-add and infrastructure strategies. How are asset managers shaping their product mix for this new economic landscape that we're in?
It very much comes down to your platform, right? I mean, one thing is that you want to shape your product portfolio. The other thing is if you really have the platform and the ability to shape your product portfolio. I mean, track record and being able to show success, past success, is a very, very important aspect in today's world. I guess it's much rather about, are you able as a platform to really develop yourself in a direction that you can really accommodate those trends, right? I mean, Europe is a pretty fragmented market, for example. So, I mean, how can you really adjust your platform to be, you know, more hands-on, more development-based, more local? I guess not all players in the market have the right capabilities to do so.
And already this year, we've seen some major M&A activity in the infrastructure space. Why has this segment become so attractive to institutional investors?
I mean, first of all, historically, besides of Australia and Canada, the asset class was highly under allocated in clients' portfolios, right? So there was always a view that returns are too low, not attractive enough, etc. I guess that has shifted. There's also an inherent demand in a lot of economies to really lead the energy transition change or in a way by looking into the infrastructural setup in a lot of the countries. I mean, infrastructure is in many, many cases old and outdated. So there is a massive and an inherent need to really bring in private capital to solve this question in a lot of economies. Infrastructure returns have been pretty stable. I mean, it's also true for the last couple of years whereas real estate really kind of entered a problem, also a problem in terms of repricing as interest rates went up. This was completely different than infrastructure. So infrastructure was really a stable kind of stable environment, stable inflation-linked returns. So I mean, the benefits the asset class provides at the moment are pretty superior. So a lot of clients use obviously also the definition of social infrastructure. I mean, if you look into the definition of social infrastructure, it's basically real estate, right? So a lot of investors currently look into this intersection between real estate and infrastructure and invest alongside social infrastructure thematic plays or go also into alternative sectors on the infrastructure side. But I mean, again, stable cash flows, inflation-linked cash flows. Inflation was a big theme, as you know, over the last couple of years. Really kind of stable valuations in the portfolios led to a rethink when it comes to this infrastructure allocation. And again, we come from a very, very low level as real estate is now on a global, from a global perspective, at around 15% allocation. Infrastructure lags far behind that, you know. So there is still some much more room in client portfolios, also from a diversification point of view.
Finally, just to wrap up. So Preqin data last year showed fundraising for real estate in 2023 fell to the lowest level for a decade. What's your outlook for capital raising in 2024 for real assets?
I guess for real estate, it will remain still dry. The money which will be allocated will mainly be allocated for value-add/opportunistic strategies. I mean, that is pretty sure. A couple of clients will re-enter some sort of the repriced core sector. Fair to say that in Europe, we have a bit of a scattered picture on that. So some markets are maybe not fully outpriced yet. On infrastructure, I guess we will see a renaissance of fundraising. Q4 last year already indicated that the entire picture will pretty much change. And I guess what we see in Q1 is pretty much that. And I guess that is a very important one. So infrastructure will certainly lead the pack. Real estate will lag behind. Real estate, first of all, we need a very clear signal from the markets when it comes to pricing of the assets. And on top of that, we need to see interest rates falling.
Could that be the catalyst that will potentially kickstart
fundraising? It can definitely stipulate it, right? I mean, interest rates will not, if they even fall, right, they will not certainly fall, drastically fall within one or two quarters. But the signal is important. So banks are still in a very good position at the moment. So the banks are still kind of keeping the dance a bit quiet, which is quite important for the market.
Thank you to Conrad and thank you for listening to Pat Perspectives. You can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to head over to our website, patrizia.ag, to find out more.